Hi all, Master Gardener John Fisher here with KLCC's Good Gardening. I'm never sure if I should make garden suggestions after you've had a problem because it's fresh in your mind, or give you a pre-warning even though you might be saying, huh, that's never happened to me. So today I'll do both. You should have harvested or protected your sensitive crops before our string of sub-freezing October mornings. I picked all the tomatoes, red and green, the beans and peppers, and put blankets over almost all my mature November harvest corn. Kiwi fruit and squash were safely stored in the garage before the freeze hit. After the third October and the last four with a hard freeze, maybe these unusual temperatures aren't so unusual. Be ready next year. A little work to protect from an early freeze can often let your garden produce well into November. Now an idea you can act on this year. Don't pick your winter vegetables in the morning when they're frozen. Kale, arugula, beet greens, mizuno, and sorrel will all tolerate temperatures into the teens and 20s, but let them thaw outside before you pick them, or the leaves will get limp and soggy when you wash them in the warm house. The same goes for dandelion greens and bittercress. I'm told the French like a limp, wilted salad. I don't. While many people feel like the cold is the biggest problem for their winter crops, rain can be worse. Having wet leaves invites disease, and waterlogged soil is hard on some plants. Wet produce is more likely to turn into slug food than dry crops, too. Commercial growers use open-ended greenhouses to keep the crops dry, but not subject them to a cycle of too warm and too cold that's not conducive to good growth. You can do the same thing with a bit of clear roofing or a small hoop house, or you can hope for a dry winter. Ha! Not likely during our upcoming La Niña winter. I'm John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening.